Welcome back to the PackCast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show. What's going on, fellas?
What is going on? We back in this piece.
What's hood?
Another week, man. Another week, another day, another dollar. Gentlemen, tell me, how was your weeks? And your weekend, of course, because we had the weekend now.
Q?
You want me to go first? Oh, shit was banging, man. Had a pretty good time. You know, still Virgo season.
Yeah.
My birthday, so, you know, we still partying it up, having a good time. Tuesday, I don't know what the hell I did on Tuesday. I did something on Tuesday. I've been trying to think about it since I pulled up to the studio.
We did the Zoom call.
Right, but it was something before because it was like, it was because I was thinking, man, I got to make sure I get back in time for the Zoom call. I think we went out to eat somewhere.
Nice.
Me and the family, we were out to eat. Can't remember exactly, but then Thursday, my boys took me down to Bloomington.
Oh, snap.
B-Town.
That shit was dope as hell. Mondo was like a motherfucking boss up in his piece. I walk in, he got me handled. He throw me some cash. Nigga, we
happy
got
birthday.
Drinks, man. Appreciate it.
I wish
man.
You wouldn't have said that on a, you know, I still owe BJ money, so.
Man, fuck
no.
Look, BJ said all debts are erased. Man.
You see his face though?
For my birthday. He erased your debt for my birthday. Right, BJ?
Nah, bro. The juice is still running.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Then my mom's husband, Pawpaw, Kevin, yeah. His, you know, he's from Chicago.
Oh,
and
snap.
This weekend, their family's having a reunion here. So Friday, we went. They had a fish fry.
Ooh.
That was interesting to say the least.
Right.
Probably about eight of us there. But yesterday, they, you know, the big day on normally for reunion, Saturday. It was nice, man. They had a nice time. His mom was there, cousins was there, brother was there. So and then we here today. So yeah, just been kicking it, man.
Awesome. I didn't know Kevin was from Chi-Town. Yeah.
Yep. And fingers crossed I might actually be getting an IT job next week.
Man, so won't he do it?
So we'll see. My Mondo looked at me when we was in Bloomington and said, I don't know what the hell you was thinking anyway. How about you gonna clean some rooms? But I was down for it.
You was. Hey, you was trooper.
Hey, man, look.
I forgot we had that drunk Mondo moment conversation. What you doing? You know you better than security. Hell yeah. What up, Super Booker T? Tell me how your week was.
Oh man, I had a good week this week. Yeah, and it ain't gonna, like, when I tell the story, it's not gonna sound good to y'all, but it was great for Super Booker T. Okay. Quit my job on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Had to let that go. You know what I mean? Like they wasn't playing fair. And I don't like that.
Yep.
So but I started my new job tomorrow. But I had three shows this week. I had one show on Wednesday night, had a show on Friday afternoon, and I had a show last night.
Yeah, because you back into the improv comedy. So
yeah, so sweet. I had all three, right. But I get paid for that too. You know what I mean? It ain't like I'm just doing it to do it anymore. Like when I first started, it was free. But now I get paid every time I show up. So I did what's called road shows. And that's where we don't go to our actual building. We'll go to, like, I was at Butler University.
Niggas know what the road show is. Not at home. Doing it on the road.
On the road again. Okay,
I just can't wait to get on that road again.
You better ask somebody.
So, yeah, I did three shows. I start my new job tomorrow. It's more of a mom and pop type place versus a big dealership. So I'm trying that out.
What kind of business is it?
It's a transmission business.
Okay.
So I'll mostly be doing transmissions.
Okay.
But, I mean.
You going to be fixing transmissions?
No, what we do is we take them out and then we send them out so they can get rebuilt and then we put them back in.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
So, ooh.
That seemed like a good gig.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happens. And that was a good week.
So you won't be having to do oil changes or brake brake pads or nothing like that? Just
some of them might come in, but not on the typical basis.
Okay,
this is more of a transmission
that's
place.
That sounds dope.
That does transmission and stuff like that. So my pay has increased very well.
Okay,
so been doing that, man.
Congrats on the training work.
Yeah. I was about to give congratulations too. A nice touch with the trainee work.
I mean, Mondo, I did that when we worked together. Remember, I did that for Dave.
What, yeah. Tranny work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done it before.
You did a lot of that.
I told y'all, I feel like y'all owe me $50. I told you he was gay.
I
feel like about 15 hey, years ago, hey, we made a bet.
And T at that moment was totally oblivious of what was going on. But once he opened the door, I was like, oh, shit, BJ done kicked it in. And then we all just ran up behind him and just went on in.
You know what? Y'all, you know what? Yeah, that was a good one. I got to give credibility where credibility is due. All three of y'all, I want to give you.
Work, baby.
I want to give y'all. I'm going to do my training
don't be,
work.
Don't be ashamed, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
We're going to be proud of you regardless.
Get in that thing. Jump in that thing, team.
Mondo, yeah. Hey, make sure you find the right spot.
Oh, just like that.
Oh, Matt Damon.
He said it's a mom and pop shop. I take it out and put it in.
Yeah. I got a lot of work when it comes to trannies.
I heard their slogan is I can't quit you at that shop.
Ooh. Why can't I quit you?
What else you got, T?
Yeah, are you good? Don't be looking over here mad at me.
I ain't mad at nobody. That was great. Y'all set me up, but I wasn't even thinking about it. But yeah, man, just trying to do the best I can do, man. You know, still trying to make a baby. Yeah, you know.
Right.
Other than that, that's about it for my week. Okay. M. Dodo, how was your week?
Yeah, man, this week was live. Like I said, we got to earlier in the week, you know, work shit for the most part. I was off the first couple of days, I think, and then the work schedule started. Of course, kicking it with Money Q and making that trip down to, you know, down to B-Town, kicking with Fat Kid and D-Mos.
Man, we had a blast.
We did. Yeah, took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, yeah.
We had a blast.
Of course, it was fun as hell.
Yeah, and if y'all ain't seen the video on Facebook, Fat Kid's bad. Fat Kid is a bad man.
The one I posted?
Yeah, Tennessee Whiskey.
Yep. I was going to post Darren's, but I don't know what the fuck he was singing.
I don't know what he was singing.
He was singing from the Wizard of Oz.
Was that from the Wizard
yes.
of Oz?
Yes.
Boy, that shit, we couldn't remember it for nothing.
Yeah, not at all.
And then I was going to post Stacey's. I probably should post her. She blew too.
Yeah, she. She killed it too.
And I do know that I had Safe Base while I was there. And Mondo, if you don't remember where Safe Base is, I'll tell you doing it. Ain't no point in talking. Like, we got to have a pack on
it. Ain't nothing amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was for me.
You're going to be let down.
Now I'm happy.
It was amazing to me.
Understandable.
Okay. Okay. All right. I mean, we did that. D-Mos is a pretty dark individual, too. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Dark?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we are in fantasy football together. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I was feeling myself because I beat him week one. So I beat him last week. I'm feeling myself like, yeah, D-Mos, I'm going to kick your ass all year, you know, talking shit. D-Mo pulled me to the side. He said some shit to where I don't want to talk shit to him no more.
Did he scare you?
Hey, man, it was like, hey, man, he was like, yeah, you know. Because we face each other again, it was like, I was like, oh shit, and the next 5 minutes was like some shit that came out of a motherfucking Stephen King book. And I was like, oh, all right, well, I'll see you in the fantasy football. You know? I'll see you in fantasy football, bro. I hope you have a good season.
And that's why I'm not in a fantasy football league.
I was talking cash.
Like, D-Mos is very competitive.
Yes, I liked it.
Because I like beating D-Mos.
Yes, I was fulfilled beating him week one. But then, like I said, I think I opened up Pandora's box and then and the motherfucker started.
This nigga asked me, Who do I think I could beat in a foot race? It's like, all right, Q, out of the five of us here, and it's like, where did this come from? Like,
I mean, when he said line, I was like, what are we talking? Like, I was confused.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
On the conversation at hand, when we were standing right there in that back right corner, and he had said that, I was like, Where'd that come from?
That happened. When was there?
Yeah,
in Bloomington.
And what made me mad is
mine don't remember nothing from Bloomington.
Oh yeah, well, you know, we was to the beat. Hey, that's how it's supposed to be. But what made me mad is my answer was nobody.
Yeah,
he was like, "Who can you beat in the foot race? You mean out of us five? Yeah, none of y'all." Like, nigga, I speed walk these days.
Yeah, I do remember that part. Yeah,
I said I would run, and I said I thought I would win. I did say that, I don't know if I'd win or not. But you know, we talking about the competition here. You know what I mean?
Demo said he'll take off and pull a hamstring.
Yeah, so he's very competitive. The rest of the week, I kicked it with family and friends. Today, I went to Taco Fest. Which was off of 34th and Lafayette Road.
That's going on?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Like the actual Taco Fest?
The actual Taco Fest.
Were you buy the tickets and go in?
It's set up. You know where was it Saratoga? Saratoga? Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
behind Speedway.
The grocery store off of 34th and Georgetown. Or Lafayette Road. 34th and Lafayette Road. Where over there by the Speedway gas station.
Right.
But yeah, right next to the actual grocery store, they had outside, like, mm-hmm. all these. Food trucks, vendors. Even you go inside past, the back portion of the actual grocery store. That little bar set up and shit. I was like, look at this. So I did that today. That was pretty fun.
You know, they have a restaurant in that Pike Plaza area, that Mexican grocery store.
I've had it.
There's a restaurant back there, and they are so delicious.
Dude. You're talking about in the back?
Go in there and go straight back. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. So yeah, went to Taco Fest today. That was a great time, enjoying that. So overall, man, you had a pretty, pretty good week.
That's what's up.
Yeah, kicked it with family and friends for the most part and loved ones. So you never can go wrong with that. Yeah. So I was about to say, besides that, of course, any birthday shout outs or anything?
Shout out to me, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, still turn up time for Money Q.
Shout out to me all September.
All September.
Yeah. And all of my fellow tenths.
Yeah, we're just gonna take the whole month.
Mr. Simmons II.
Yeah.
And Brene, they getting shout out because they the tenth just like me.
Uh-huh.
And then their Ray Max birthday's coming up.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Macintoshes.
Yeah. Yep. And then my Queen's birthday is the 30th of September.
Oh, snap.
So, yeah.
So, I got a couple coming down the turnpike in the later half of September as well. Super Booker T, you got any birthday shout-outs?
I actually don't have any that I have off the top of my dome.
I feel you. My niece, Ikea, happy birthday. A guy we went to school with, Ronnie Malone, his birthday just passed. Happy birthday to him as well. And that's pretty much all I got for birthday shout-outs.
You know what you say next.
And to all the Facebook family and friends that we did remember, happy birthday.
Why are you such an asshole?
He the one who said. He the one who led into it, though.
I threw him the alley-oop.
He did throw me the oop.
I threw him the oop.
He was John Stockton, and I was Carl Malone.
I don't think he was throwing it up for you to say
that.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yes,
dude, he set me up.
I literally.
It was a brief moment, Q, that I was deciding not to do it, and then he threw the oop.
But he also says that when it's time to sing.
Mm. No, but he admitted it this time of what he was doing.
I know what he admitted. I heard it.
Well, with that being said,
happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Woo, 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 yeah.
Him said, ooh, yeah, hey.
Yeah, T set all that up.
Okay.
And he set it all up.
I did it on purpose.
He did, too.
Cool. I truly did.
Keep it moving. Let's go.
Local current events. What's going on in the world, gentlemen?
All right, man.
And currently in Indianapolis, Indiana. 317, we represent For Real Podcast.
Yeah, straight up.
It goes down, baby.
I like that, man.
You like that?
We need to rep 317 a little bit more.
Yeah,
I feel like.
We from Naptown, baby. If y'all don't know,
born and raised.
You know, you over there in Germany listening to us, wherever you at. Indianapolis, Indiana's not the place to be if you do that.
And they call us Naptown because we'll put your ass to sleep if you come incorrect.
Yeah, you tell them.
Straight up. Because we petty around these parts.
Oh, we petty in Nap. That's why people.
That's why you go to sleep.
That's why we. We don't get business.
So the Nobel Bonds, I believe is what it's called. You guys remember we talked about that a little bit? I think it's in Illinois.
Yeah.
Yes.
The no bail bond.
No bail.
So they're basically what they're saying is when people get arrested and they go in front of the judge simply gets to decide whether or not the defendant stays in jail until his trial or if he's released, and money doesn't play a part in it.
Mm.
Normally they'd be like, the judge would be like, hey, prosecutor, what do you want to do? And they'd be like, we'll hold him on a $100,000 bond. And the judge either agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Well, they're not doing that money part anymore.
Oh, snap.
It's, hey, he stole something. His trial date is in a week. Does he stay in jail till that week, or does he get to be free until that week? Yeah.
Because I know, I think we talked about it briefly, a couple other states already have this implemented, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think Jersey does, yeah. I want to say. There's a few other states, but people been complaining. Like they for some reason they think that it's allowing criminals to get away with crimes.
I mean, it's different. I think the thing about it, of course, if you have somebody rich versus poor, and and able to afford the bail, if a bail is set, then I'm out. Versus anything in my mind, but. Yeah.
And that was the motivation behind it. That was the motivation. It's like, it's not fair that you get arrested for burglary, I get arrested for burglary, but since you got money, like, you get to walk around free, and since I don't, I got to sit in jail.
That reminds me of Shaft, the first Shaft with Samuel.
Yeah. He threw his badge at the judge and stuff.
Christian Bale was really the bad guy, and he was, skate freeing, what I'm saying? But
and
I just thought about
was cool, people, yeah. But he didn't have the money like that.
Tiger Wu.
You say you got boat? What kind of boat? You a Boston Whaler?
Sorry, that's a segue. Go for it.
y'all good. I just don't. I don't remember that.
No, it's okay. We we got it.
I know. That's why I ain't say nothing. Continue.
That's all we had on.
That was it.
But yeah, so people were complaining. I think they used the term purge, which was crazy, because when I hear purge, I immediately think of murder.
Yeah.
Murder without consequences. But they were using it a little bit more loosely than that, I think. I think they were just saying, because they were letting these criminals run free, it's kind of like a modern-day real purge or something like that.
Okay, let me chime in on that if I can, sir. what's crazy about it is they were going online and they were saying that it was the real-life purge. And the fact that they were going to let them out of, let them not get arrested until their date, they were thinking that they could go out and purge. So they kind of misconstrued the whole thing. Like people were thinking that they were letting people out of jail for second degree murder. They're not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of bullshit going on here. They just tied it into one and another thing. So, some of the things that I found is kind of crazy, because all they're doing is doing exactly what you said. No, yes, I'm just reiterating it. Well, because I heard that they were letting people go for second degree murder and stuff like that. So I had to look into it to just get to that point.
There is a stipulation about the severity of the crime.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say, you would know better than me since you looked into it, but I want to say that it has to do with nonviolent crimes.
Yes.
Like, so, like, if a judge feels that this defendant or person is going to be a harm to society themselves or even commit more crimes, the judge can say, you got to stay in jail.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a guarantee that the judge let them out. But they are, I mean, you got the rules and regulations. So, but one of the stipulations is if the judge says they got to stay in jail, the prosecutor was supposed to submit some kind of evidence indicating that, hey, if we let him out till his trial, we gonna regret it.
Mm.
He gonna fuck something up or fuck someone up or something like that. So, but yeah. So yeah, it's not all crimes. I believe it has to be nonviolent crimes. Because I would assume if someone is in jail for murder, you're not gonna let them walk around.
Yeah, I mean that. I mean, if a judge did that, that would be.
But I don't know.
I mean, it's happened before, though. I mean,
exactly. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah. Because it was talking about, about 400, I think, prisoners they were going to release in January because of this. You know,
that's not true.
Is it not?
No.
That's what they put out there.
Not the safety act that they're talking about?
No. As of right now, I read this, they just reread it. That has not been figured out. Like, the people on January 1st, they will still have to go through they just can't release them. They still have to go in front of a judge or whatever and determine it. So it's not like as the first all these people get released.
Okay. They get released. Because the whole idea is that these are the people that we're talking to
But January 1st, they're not going to be
released. I'm with you. It's not a guaranteed 400 gone. But, I mean, I feel like a lot of people about to get released January, like when they start redoing the process.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Illinois, the state, is one of the states what you would consider a purge of the prison system, at least. I guess this is what I get from that. But, you know, that leads me into something. You know, I want to talk about something along those lines. T, could you get your lighter out, man? We need to smoke.
Right now?
Okay. Yeah, we've got to smoke right now.
Let me give it out to you.
Because this poses an interesting question to me.
I'm waiting for the day for T to melt that mic. I'm just waiting for the day. This is going to be horrible.
Because, Q, I think you touched on it just a bit. You know, people are thinking about it as if it is the purge. You know, but that had me thinking. What would you do if it actually was a purge?
Come on, Q.
Money Q and Super Booker T and myself, M. Dodo, do. If there was a purge, what you gonna do?
Come on, Q.
No, nigga, you answer the question. Why do you keep trying to make me answer shit?
No. It was because of our Zoom meeting.
Now, nigga, you answer the question.
I'll answer the question. Our Zoom meeting was so hilarious. I was like, when we talked about this.
Nigga, we talking about you. What would you do?
What would you do, Super Booker T?
All right.
What's it gonna be?
All right. Hyphenerdo would probably rob as many places as possible. Like, I'm trying to get all the money.
He's going to just...
All the money.
Rob everything.
Huh? Everything. I don't care. Like, I want... By the time it's done and that bell hits at whatever, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm trying to have it all. Like, fuck that.
I want it now.
I'm telling you, that's what I would do. If I could purge, bitch, get out of my way. Because I'm telling you, I'm coming to get that money. And I hate money, but I know I have to have it to live. So I'm thinking that will be the most important thing to provide for the fam.
Okay.
So I'm looking towards the fam on that one.
So if you run into a robber/killer, what you going to do?
I'm going to kill his ass.
For that money. So now you're a robber killer.
Okay. I can be whatever you want to call
me. No, I'm just saying. You bought this money. Hey. You're going in there, Tom, but you're going to run into somebody else. You're going to be the only person at the bank, team.
No, and that's fine. I didn't go in there empty-handed.
You had to kill somebody.
It might have to happen.
It's a chain reaction. You just can't go robbing.
I got to be prepared to kill.
Yeah, you got to.
Yes. Yeah.
What's your weapon of choice?
What him said.
What's your weapon of choice?
Yes.
What you going to bring to the party, T?
I'm thinking about
a bottle opener.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because that's something Terrell would take.
I always got one on me. That's all it is.
Corkscrew.
Take this.
I always got one of them. But see, I got these. I got these meat hooks.
That ain't enough.
So you're gonna have to take some kind of laser cutter and all this other stuff to get into places if that are closed.
Hey, you know, I don't know. He's gonna rob the convenience store.
How you gonna get into the bank vault?
I'm here to tell you you got to start off small, BJC. Look, I just thought this out,
guys.
It's the purge.
Have y'all not watched enough movies? You go kidnap the bank owner or his wife or his daughter.
Ah,
and then
it's a lot of planning into that.
You make him open that shit up. Yeah, or so else he no longer has. His
so weapon. Now you have to kidnap as well.
Yes.
So now you kidnap, rob, and kill.
Yes.
Okay, just want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's what you're saying.
Because you got to do that.
If you want to be successful.
Oh, shit. And you said a weapon of choice. Did you have a weapon of choice?
the thing is, my weapon of choice, like everybody say, I'd have a gun. You know what? Man, if I could have like a bow and arrow or a crossbow, and you know I got one in my garage, if I could just walk in there with that crossbow and start...
I ain't gonna lie, I would get mad if I got hit with a crossbow. I would be mad if I got hit with a crossbow.
I don't think you're setting yourself up for success.
not easy there, Hawkeye.
Hey, yeah, not with a crossbow. I mean, like, you might get one or two, but I don't think you're gonna get out with the money.
Hey, but I feel like if guns didn't exist and you just had, like, crossbows and bullets and arrows, it'd be great.
I mean, don't
but,
you, I mean,
guns
you know,
and shit nowadays.
I mean, I got, you know, I got those. That's simple. I'm talking about some real shit here. So, I'm talking about Michonne from The Walking Dead with the katana. Like, how you gonna get around? How you gonna do this? I'm talking about King Ezekiel with Sheba in this mug, man.
You ain't got a tiger. You ain't got no tiger.
I wish I had a tiger.
That tiger runs the streets. Tiger's for the streets, bro.
That nigga eat Terrell. You don't want a tiger, King.
As soon as he let him out of the cage.
I feel safe if Terrell's purging. I feel safe.
If he was purging?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because he would stop and wave and want to talk before he tried to kill you.
Oh, it's comedy.
Like, he'd be like, hey.
You just record this shit and watch it the day after.
But you going to come see the show after the purge ends? Here's my card.
You know. Lord have mercy.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, I don't know. It's situational. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's situational, man. You got me over here in tears.
I don't know why it's so funny. the tiger is the one.
Hey, I might have a tiger. I don't know. Whatever it takes for me to survive, I'm going to do that.
With the crossbow.
Death is guaranteed, but survival, that's choice.
You got a tiger and a crossbow.
A tiger and a crossbow, nigga. I wish you would.
Money, what would you do?
I sat here and waited that whole time to eat this damn cracker. Then
as soon as he put it in my mouth, you asked him a question.
My eyes are watering, sir, so I can't see.
So I'm here to tell you right now, let me give Q 30 seconds so he can get his little
cracker. Tell me about this crossbow and this damn tiger that you let out.
Hey, man, I'm doing anything I got to do, bro. I bite you. I'll stab you. Look, if I got to kidnap, I got to eat. I got to survive. Like, I don't know what
so
I'm gonna
do. So now you're into cannibalism.
I'm into, hey, if I have to bite an ass, it's gonna get bit.
Oh, shit. All right. You committed a lot of crimes in one night, T.
Okay, it's free. It's the purge.
My purging activity would simply be going, witnessing, and try to bring as many people to God as I can. That's what I would do during the purge.
And then make him drink the Kool-Aid like Jim Jones?
I know.
What you doing?
I make him drink some Tito's.
Oh.
But yeah. Gotta bring as many to the Lord as possible.
You see that crowd in one of the purges? It's one of those. It's one of like purge 2 or 3. It's a group that did that.
Yeah,
they were not successful in that mission.
Not at all.
You should probably watch the purge 2 or 3 because they tried.
They don't have the faith like I do.
Okay.
I mean, we have the faith like you do, and I'm here to tell you right now.
Turn into a kidnapper, a thief, or
hey, you can be any of them.
I ain't trying to hear.
You can be any of them.
Keep your faith. you keep that dirty shit.
Hold on. Okay. Okay, so you're gonna make me do it, right? What was your first response when we had discussed this?
Oh yeah, he
on
did.
The Zoom.
Yeah, Money Q did have a first response. Yeah.
What was your first response?
Robin Steele.
There it is. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm just putting it out there.
I'm just saying,
that was not what you said.
You know what it's gonna lead into.
It could lead into
we
that.
We are all human. After I prayed on it and spoke to Jesus, I realized that during the purge, I need to go bring as many to God as I can.
I feel you.
You go ahead and rob and kill.
You gonna be the first one to go to God.
I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be with you. No,
fuck you up. Hey, not with your bow and arrow.
They gonna take that nigga out.
I got you.
You gonna need tea, nigga. Okay.
I got 3 arrows.
Right. Sheba, get them.
So far, I'm not convinced of which group I want to join first. Trying to
come out, man. Come with me.
The try Jesus group.
Nah,
the
thing is, we need to be together. If you're not gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. And if you're gonna do that, okay, I'll be like, hey, I'll be the one to take that to distill it and the killing if need be. Okay, but I'm still gonna be with you because I still believe in Jesus. But I tell you this.
You're not listening to me. You are not going to be with me.
I'm coming with you, Q. I'm coming with you.
Hey, T, go get the arrows from the basement. Where'd you go?
I'm coming with you, Q.
Oh, son of a gun.
Mondo? I'll let you. I wouldn't leave you, T. I'll let you
go. I know you wouldn't.
You got
Mondo, what you going to do?
I was going down. We were going to plan this shit a year in advance. As soon as we hear about the purge, hopefully we got some time.
I'm
calling the pack. And it's like, hey, we got to come up with a master plan because these crazy motherfuckers out here. And like I said, I got T to do anything. I see T's like, honestly, T's going to end up killing people and crying at the end.
You pop
and shit
a quarter
like,
in that motherfucker. Yeah, he ready to go.
T's going to regret it the next day. You're like, oh, goddamn it. Why'd I do so
much?
I will. Calling the boys. We're going to come up with a plan. And yeah, oh yeah, everything T was talking about besides maybe cannibalism. Yeah, I was and let a tiger out. I was good with
about the purge that we all like we're thinking about offense.
Yeah.
Right? During the purge, everyone's going to be on offense. So the very first thing we really need to do is make sure that where the hell we at is defended.
Ain't properly. That the truth?
Because ain't no telling how many groups of people try to get into our shit.
Hey, that's man, it's like The Walking Dead, man.
That's why killing and stealing was the first thing. Because I was like, I'll rob a bank. But I'm like, well, if someone owns the bank, they're probably going to be in there waiting for niggas to come rob the bank, which means I'm going to have to kill them to get that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you handled all that, too.
Yeah. I'll take care of that part.
T, Shiva, and the crossbow. So it's going down,
I
baby.
I got bleach.
I got to buy. But yeah, now, if it's a purge and you know, I'm beyond the point of caring anymore. Yeah, we about to hit a major lick. I don't know if it's gonna work, and I feel like if it's 10 of us, probably half of us gonna die. But it's worth the cost of me getting some money. Sorry, T.
Oh, he.
No.
Why you gotta say T first though? T's gonna be the one.
Why did you say half of us gonna die?
Well, I gotta go straight to
you
T.
You got a crossbow.
But here's you don't even want nothing better. Like, I want a tiger and a crossbow. No, man, get them guns.
I got some guns grenades. For real. Like I wasn't thinking. I was thinking like if guns wasn't one of the optional.
I made it open.
How would you?
Yeah,
like I would pull a tree.
But why would guns not be optional?
No. I don't know.
We didn't take guns off the table. Would be it. Yeah, we right. did.
So. I don't know. I wasn't thinking like we had guns.
I want like a Gatling gun. I don't think I'll get it.
What about them tomahawks or axes?
Yeah, like you I'm go, thinking about. I'm talking about real fucking survival here. Okay, look, I'm talking about real fucking survival. Okay, I'm not talking about guns. I'm talking about real fucking survival.
I mean, do you not understand how much better you can survive with a
with
gun.
A gun? No, I do because I own guns. So, I own guns.
So what do you mean you talking about survival, not guns?
I'm talking about old school.
You talking survival. Like out in the woods and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Like,
I get what he's
like,
saying.
If we in the woods.
Saying, don't make no sense. You got to have it. The gun is the best. I don't understand why you're trying
hey,
to.
Hey, remember the powder exploded in?
You talking like a blunderbuss?
Don't use that gun.
Yeah, don't
use
that one.
Musket.
Yeah.
My powder got wet.
Hold up, that bear coming.
Like, for real. Like, my thing is, I'm just thinking about if guns were non-existent, I guess that's how I'm looking at it in my mind.
No, you good. Well, this is, not,
see
the,
I'm saying?
This is not the Purge 1776, so, sir.
I understand this is, that, but hey.
And they had guns back
so,
then.
So, hey, when your ass run out of bullets, I bet you your ass gonna think about something else.
No. I'm going to think of where I can go get more bullets.
And if you can't get the bullets,
we're going to Don's Guns.
Don is dead. Okay.
I think it's still called Don. Is it still called Don?
Yeah, it's still, it's still called
Don's
Guns. You
knew my point there. Don's
well,
Guns is where we're going.
But, I mean, hey, what happened if you ain't got the money? If you didn't steal the money, how
it's
you going to get
purge.
The bullets?
What are you talking about? No.
You
going to
answer
purge
your own question. Answer your own question. If it's a purge, how you going to get the bullets? If they in there already and they trying to protect.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see. Okay.
They trying to protect.
I'm going with Jesus over here because you two can't figure out what
Jesus,
to do.
Man.
We're going to be dead before you have a year of planning.
And
right?
I told you 5 out of 10 is gone. Like,
yeah,
like,
no, I'm thinking like 87%. Because I've heard about your Zoom calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
At times. And now you're going to plan a purge?
Yeah, I'll plan a purge, baby.
You can't see out your left eye. Like, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to be a sharpshooter.
I'm from your right eye with the strength.
There it is. Hey, with the one good eye.
Because it sounds like we can take a nap for 24 hours, right? Find Jesus, be the Jesus group. It looks like we could just take a break and nap.
So we're just going to just chill and play video games.
Yeah.
Have a lock in.
Yeah.
That would be cool. At
a bowling
nice.
Alley, cosmic bowling.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Be nice.
Yeah. That would be nice. Yeah. And does somebody rob the bowling alley? What are we going to do then, fellas? You go to the bowling alley, what you going to do?
You better make sure you got some fucking bullets.
Oh, you
know
going to Jesus?
People are at the bowling alley? That's, they ain't the ones to mess with.
Yeah. But if they bowling, they off guard.
You guys would get confused which door to walk in.
Ah, shit. That would be fun. So, yeah, the purge. Is that what we would do?
Hey, man. I can't give you an exact answer. I can just tell you that I'm willing to do anything if a purge happened.
Yeah, we found that out.
I'm just going to
with
the farm.
With a crossbow.
Would you do more training
I'm
stuff?
Just going to the family farm.
Shut up, Q.
Just curious. Say anything. Does that include training?
So Rambo training?
Because we're talking about 24-hour purge, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it only 12 hours?
I haven't really I thought it was 12 really hours, but movie, so I'm not sure.
Nor have I really, which is crazy.
I think it's 12 hours, BJ.
Well, that's great planning. You guys.
I know. Yeah, we don't even know the timeline or anything. It's like we're going to go there in the morning, get and shot then, by the real police.
It's over, like, because you guys oversleep.
I know. Hey, wake up. We got to go.
Just start shooting innocent people in the street, right? Guys, it's over.
Oh. We murdered so many.
Oh, man.
But in Illinois, they'd let you go.
Yeah. Ah, damn. Damn. But yeah, smoke break. What if it was actual purge? What would we do? That's pretty silly.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, shit. I was about to say, I want to lead into the pack corner of what we kind of touched on earlier, which was, honestly, it was Monique's birthday celebration impromptu trip to Beantown.
Yeah, we took a little quick vacation.
Did somebody say vacation?
Vacation!
I did that for you, Mondo.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, we turned up. Good time down in Bloomington.
So, yeah, it was a great time. I found it funny how it all came about because, of course, like I said, you know, it's all Fat Daddy, a.k.a. Fat Kid. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing because I got a text saying, hey, you coming down with Q on such and such day? And I was like, I haven't talked to Q about this at all. But, you know, and so then, of course, shortly after that, we did our usual weekly meeting and then talked about it. And then we ended up making it happen.
Yeah, because Tuesday is supposed to be the original day.
Ah, yes.
That's when they do the big karaoke Kalawa thing,
yeah,
which I like. But Fat Kid works on Tuesday, so he wanted to. He's like, man, I want to be able to hang out. So he was like, let's do Thursday. He had a new spot, but we didn't go to that spot. We just ended up kicking it downtown. But
yeah.
Yep.
It was fun. It was fun. It made me laugh. Of course, on the call, I was being an asshole and trying to test people's gangster. And then Super Booker T came through and made sure that we was going down to Bloomington. So that tickled me to death.
I mean, on my part of that, I was like, okay, well, you hit us up Thursday morning and was like, hey, what's the plan? And I was like, hold on, let me, like, M-Do, hit me up.
That became a whole, like, funny ordeal, too. Because, of course, it was, this, you know, texting communication-wise, and it was like, all right, you sent a question mark, so I'm like, huh? And then, all right, thinking that T had talked to Q and what have not, and then he called you, but you didn't pick up the phone. And so I was like, this is hilarious. It's always hilarious. And then Fat Kid got in a conversation, which was pretty fun.
Yeah. So then I got a hold of Mondo. I was like, Mondo ended up calling me. And I was like, you know, hey, we said we was going, Q said he's down. I don't know if he's driving or not. And we talked about that.
I got to get the okay from the wifey.
Yeah,
I had to make sure the A's and B's and C's were all in line.
I feel you on that. So then I call M-Do. I'm like, hey, we going. Q say he'll let me know, and then you hit us up right before we got ready to really head down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I had a great time down there. It was so much fun. Happy birthday, Money Q.
Thank you again, sir. Appreciate it.
One of my funny parts.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Because it definitely was that. I had a little experience with Fat Kid. We went to the, well, me and you got there. We went to the first bar where Fat Kid was.
Yeah.
And then we left there and went to the other bar, the second bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got in there, that's when we saw Darren and, you know, stuff like that. And that's where they was doing karaoke and stuff. And that was dope, dope. So if you haven't seen the videos, look at the videos that Money Q put out.
Yeah, Money Q.
I think I only put up one, though, I think.
Yeah, I believe so.
I didn't put mine up because I messed up on my song.
You think so?
Yeah, I did, remember?
I think you did a good job.
I mean, I did okay, but I messed up on it. The part that Mondo said, make sure you don't mess up on
it. Oh, damn. Sorry about that.
Mondo was like, you know you can't mess up. I said, I got this. And then I got up there and messed up. but no, I know that the Fat Kid video is out there. But no, I put up a couple more because, like I said, Stacey, she killed her. Who was Beyonce? Who she sang?
She did Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Yeah, yeah.
And then I did Bill Withers, so I might put him up.
Yeah, because she did "Always Love You."
Yeah.
And that's one of times, man.
That made me think I owe Stacey an apology because every time I met Stacey years ago. And every time I forget Stacey's name.
Don't tell me you didn't know who she was.
I know, I knew she was.
Oh, okay.
I just forget her name every time.
Fair enough.
I mean, every time. And I think it got to a point she was like, you don't remember my name. And I was drunk. And I was like.
She said that Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
Most of the times you seen her, you probably was drunk.
Because I think it was one of those things, you know, have a conversation with her. I'm like, girl. And I think she started realizing, this nigga don't know my name. Yep. And she called my bluff. And I was sitting like, ha. Ah. I was like, yes, I'm sorry, Stacey.
You got to get better at your technique, man.
I'm just names.
Do you
I'm
know how
terrible.
Many long ass conversations I've had with people and don't know who the hell they are?
I'm really good at that, but I guess my face just tells the tale.
I remember what I did Tuesday.
Yeah,
I went to bingo night at my boy's school.
Oh, nice.
Yep, they had bingo night at their elementary school. That's where I was at. And the reason I just remembered that is because while I was there, some lady, teacher lady, came and sat down next to me, and she starts. She's like, "Hey, it's been a long time." I was like, "Fuck, who is this?" Obviously, I didn't say that. I just smiled and was like, "Hey, I can't believe it's been so long." And then we talked for about 2 minutes, and then she's like, "Well, I just wanted to come say hi. I couldn't let you be here without come talking to you."
Right.
And then when she left, I said, "Tamika, who the hell was that?" Hey, you gotta finesse it a little bit when you don't know their names.
I thought I was doing a good job, probably until I started drinking more.
Okay.
And I think that's where she was like, "This nigga don't know my name." I was like, that's pretty accurate. I know who you are, but I was just terrible with names. Mm-hmm. But we ended up shooting pool, of course. Ran into some of Fat Kid's people up there, did the karaoke at the, I always want to say it's the Rat Cellar, the Root Cellar. Did that, met up with Demos and Stacey up there, and had a great time, man. We had a blast. And then the collage of photos and videos that you have put up on Facebook, good job.
Oh, yeah, I did put one up. Yep.
We had a blast, dude.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed it.
It was really worth enjoying Money Q's birthday.
You gonna tell them about your baseline?
Yeah, I'm about to tell them. I was just leading into it.
Is this a safe place? Is this a safe place?
This was the place. No, this was the third place we went to. We went to three different places. We met Fat Kid, then we went and shot pool, then we met Darren.
Backdoor, the vid. Root Cellar.
Oh yeah, but no, I thought somebody said something about a safe place or safe spot.
No, I'm about to tell you about it.
Okay, there we go.
Shut the fuck up.
I was wondering if that's what it was.
Can you shut the fuck up, man?
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Okay, so.
So what happened?
When we
go for it.
When we got to the third club where Darren was, Fat Kid, he pulls me off to the side. He's like, "T, come over here. I'm gonna show you something."
This story just
sounds he was like, "It's only for tall people, man. Only tall people can get this." Now here I am, standing tallest, you know, taller than Fat Kid. He walked me over to a vent that was blowing AC throughout the entire building. And I was standing there, and it was right here, bro. It was like, because they had like a wall up here, but it came down and did like this, and that's where the vent was. And it was blowing straight AC. He's like, "Anytime you hot, stand right here."
I remember the safe place.
"You just showed me bass." "Anytime I get cold or hot, I can go to bass. I know where to stand to cool off." Like, that was my bass point, man. That was one of my proudest moments.
Do you know that this man talked about this bass for like 4 minutes straight when we was in Bloomington.
Oh, he brought me over there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he was, hey, man, stand right here.
He laughed at me, like, don't laugh, it's like, feel it.
Like, yeah, T literally grabbed me by my, you know, shoulder, stand right here. Look, and he was like, can you feel that? I was like, ooh, I can't feel that.
T found air conditioning. Yeah. But now, the root cellar can get hot. Now, don't get me wrong. The air felt great. I just didn't, the excitement he had for, you know, T.
Yeah, he was excited.
Very excited about this
I was. And that's bass. I know where to run to right now. Who do I run to when I need love?
I was going to try to say, yeah, I'm about to say
I just wanted to back you up. On
that. I know. Damn it, why not? Who can I run to? Dang. I know. The most disappointing part, though, for me when we dipped down to Bloomington was the trip back, because I really wanted Denny's. And then we got to that damn Denny's. And,
oh, man.
And what were they doing? I don't know.
They was closed.
They weren't doing shit.
They had no food or something.
The waitress girl was being lazy. Because it was two people sitting in the
sitting right there. Thinking, yeah. When she was talking to us, and there was two people sitting right there.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, we're closed, guys. First of all, you're 24 hours.
I know, right?
Our cleaning crew is back there.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because we parked next to Armando.
Yeah.
We parked next to the cleaning crew, and then I moved and then parked next to the queue.
I remember, yeah, I remember vaguely, yeah.
So, well, he said vaguely.
Well, I remember those white vans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember they was coming out that back door?
Yep, yep.
And they was right next to us. I was like, I don't think they give a fuck if they hit my car. So I parked next to Q.
Yeah.
I'm like, why can't y'all do this?
We left a little early, too, about 1:30.
I feel like.
I didn't get home till 3:30 in the morning.
Okay, so maybe not.
No, we left at about 1:30 because I got home at about 3.
It took us 2 hours, though?
No.
Well, we left the club at 1:30.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay, got you.
And then after we didn't get to Denny's, we went to
Mickey D's.
Yeah,
Mickey D's.
So we didn't. So we probably didn't leave Bloomington until about 2.
Yeah, till 2. So you're right.
Yeah.
But always a phenomenal time dipping down there.
And then I feel like y'all bounced on me.
You dipped past us on the highway?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, yeah. So I
you zoomed past us.
Yeah, but y'all niggas left me first.
We were in the drive-thru first.
Right.
So I waited for a second.
No complaint. I was just simply stating y'all dipped on me.
Hey, no, you dipped on me. Hey, I told Mondo while we was driving, I was like, hey, there's Q. You was gone.
You drive so slow. Yeah.
I wasn't driving slow.
You absolutely were.
I don't remember.
He ain't gonna remember. I'm telling you.
I stayed up, though.
I got in front of you and literally set my cruise control on the speed limit of 70, and I still was pulling away from you. I said, fuck it, I'm gone.
Yeah, after a while, I didn't see you at all. I was like, he gone.
Nigga, you don't, you.
No, I stayed up. I actually stayed up on the trip.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna fall asleep, too.
I felt bad. I ruined him.
He stayed up.
Hey, no, hold up.
Go to sleep on every fucking time.
It was a Mickey D's, and me trying to roll up something and doing a terrible job. I had to throw the blunt. I had to throw the blunt outside everything. I think I spilled also the shit in T's car. I was like, damn, Mondo, you fucked up. And then I had to be at work in a couple hours. I was like, this was not a good time.
And the crazy part is the entire time on the way down there and the way back, we listened to nothing but weed music. Nothing but weed music,
and then we
bro.
Couldn't even smoke because then, I ruined that.
This motherfucker fucked that up.
I tried to.
You
help
did.
You
I did a terrible job of trying to. You know, I
you
was
known
not
for fucking it up. Huh?
Yeah, you know for fucking it up. Man.
I was not Mark Jackson or Gary Payton or any kind of point guard that could throw an assist. I did a terrible job.
Because he sure fucked it up, bro.
But overall,
he did stay up.
Yeah, I stayed up, man. That was the first. You know, I usually pass the fuck out. But we did have a good time. It was a great time.
Again, thank you guys for mobbing out with me on a Thursday night.
Right on.
It was fun, man.
So that is our pack corner, the extended version of Money Q's B-Day month.
Feliz cumpleaños.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and lead into the adventures of Indiana Doe. Yeah. Now, this is a special month because I got so many Virgos. But this is about Mac-tastic. Macadocious, a.k.a. Mac.
Winner Mac.
Yes, his birthday is coming up within a couple days. And I was like, I want to share a Mac story. If any time this season comes around, I got to share a Mac story. So this is one where me, BJ, was it Trent?
Yeah.
my guy Jose that we used to work with. I feel like it was somebody else there. I don't know. Was it Joe, Chris, somebody there?
No. We got invited by Bob.
Ah, yeah.
Bob.
Bob Good. Oh, I ain't going to give his last name. Bob. But he does he has a bagel spot in Brownsburg now.
And also a real estate agent.
Oh, snap. So he does Bagel and Friends in Brownsburg. Guy named Bob. They used to be the DJ at this strip club that we used to go to.
And then when we would go in there, he would treat us like we're celebrities.
I'd do it every time. It was crazy.
We would
walk
in, he would announce, hey, these guys are in the building. He would send us over bottle Patron with the shots, send us over the prettiest girls, because we had saved him so much money on stuff for his house.
Yeah, this is when we was in the furniture.
So they thought we were somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, great time. And this is also the time where Mac was, Mac Diesel, he was doing the tax time stuff where he was, doing taxes. Mm-hmm. So back then, yeah, we all decided at the beginning of the year, we called it, Ghetto Celebrity Weekend or Tax Time Hustle. We get together, we get our tax money, get a little cheese, and then we would go out for a night or two and then just have a blast at a strip club. That's it. Or two or three. We used to go to a lot of strip clubs. But this time, we go
I heard Mac was legendary.
Mac was legendary. Mac was legendary.
I had been with Mondo and Trent, the strip clubs, right? And other people, right? And then Mac did my taxes too, so me and Mac became friends, right? Because he used to work at Aaron's also.
Yep, and Mac was at Aaron's as well.
So I'd never seen him at a strip club before. And then Mondo was obviously, I was driving, so he was hammered because I stayed sober to drive everybody home.
Happens a lot.
And then Mac showed up and everything just changed.
Oh, yeah. The whole energy of the club changed.
The energy of the girls changed.
Oh, yeah. Because Mac came in. Yeah, he at this time in his life, he was ballerific. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like for real. He comes to the table, and I want to say it was maybe him and Bama. If not Mac by himself, it definitely could have been Mac by himself. Mac by himself at this time. Him and Bama were trouble too when they hit the spot, boy, around that time, boy. So where, Mac comes in, immediately Mac damn sits a stack on the table. Whoop, fellas have at it. Like, oh shit, it's going down. We already got Bob who's got us the Patron, coming to the table.
The top girls in the whole club are with us.
Oh yeah, they chilling with us and we having a great time. We up here now, we went in work gear, was we? I feel like
we were dressed up like gay nerds.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what someone's wife said, because we would dress really nice.
Yeah, that bitch did say that. So we're there, and Mac throws a stack on the table. Hey, have at it. Go enjoy yourself. So we got our guy Jose there, and I think Mac started realizing, he's like, he's looking at us having a good time, but he started realizing that Jose is pretty much recycling money.
We thought he was helping the girls pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
No,
he was picking it up and taking it.
Picking it up and rethrowing, and then saving it for the next girl.
Yeah. So, yeah, he wasn't, like, tucking it in his pocket, but he pretty much was. Yeah, I mean, he was just pretty much using the same money that he threw out the first time.
It's a no-no.
Oh, it's a no-no.
He was Al Bundy in it.
With
the fish string.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I had been to black strip clubs before, right? This was not a black strip club.
Okay.
Mac turned it into a black strip club.
I went down. It was a fantastic time.
Like, they didn't throw money in the air at this place. Girls were not dancing the way they do at other clubs. And he just flipped it.
You thought it was a tip drill video.
And
it was going down.
I was just fucking dying, laughing, giggling. I was like a little kid. Because I had never, he had this aura about him in that club that he just took over.
There it is.
And I'm dying
laughing.
Never
got to do it. Never got to go.
And it was one thing is because I knew Mac a little bit, actually went to his funeral. And that's, I saw you two together when we went there. But yeah, like it was just a smile on his face to see what he could bring to other people's face. Like, I'll never forget it. I know it's a strip club story, but it's just the fact of, like, you could tell that he enjoyed to make other people happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And then, like, that's one of my favorite stories, just because me and he was a drunk and I was drunk. Me and Mac were just laughing at everybody. Just, it's just shit everywhere.
Yeah, it was definitely.
So the whole club
down.
Just watching us.
Oh, yeah, after a while, our table was the place to be.
Like it always was when y'all walked in. It was the place to be. It was going down.
So that was one of our. That was the one time I went with him, or he showed up, and it was just one of the funnest nights. And it wasn't about the girls. It wasn't about any of that stuff. It was just the fact of, like, in that moment, like, he knew how to make us look cooler than we should have been.
I mean,
y'all self-esteem is so low, boy.
No,
y'all you say, all right, it was like we were somebody. Nigga, y'all are somebody. Y'all just walked in and put a stack on the table. Y'all ain't ugly people.
Y'all was somebody. But he knew how to...
I know, control the girls.
I know what you mean. Mac is smooth.
But I don't spend money at strip clubs. That's just not me. But I was watching them being enamored with how he did, like Jose, and then even Trent, who's usually pretty reserved, wasn't reserved.
I think Trent was the first one to point it out with
a guy. I was hanging out with Harley, so it didn't matter.
With that guy, Jose.
I still remember her name.
Until
she said her kid name was the same name as mine, and she didn't have a dad, and I was like, check, please, table one.
You know, Trent hit me. My guy used to work with one of my best friends. He was like, man, look at Jose. He said, he's just picking up ones on the floor, throwing back on the death. Say, hey, man, I'm dying laughing. And then once Max sees it, yeah, you know, Trent, you're like, man, look at him, man. He'll be picking up these ones, Mondo. He ain't even spend these ones. It's like, Mac brought the money for us to spend. So Mac, you know, ends up saying something. He's like, hey, man, this is why this is here. And, you know, Jose, he always looked like a deer caught in the headlights when he get caught doing something. Yeah, you're just like, hey, man, that's why we have the money here. You don't have to pick up the money. And, you know, that's why. Enjoy yourself. But that's what Mac used to do, man. That was always his energy, man. It was a fantastic time. And that's my adventure of Indiana Doe right there. One of the Mac legend stories of him stepping in a spot and just, like, taking over pretty much. It was fantastic.
Rest in peace, Mac.
Yes, sir. My guy, Mac. Oh, shit. I was about to say, we go and get into it.
Happy early birthday.
Oh,
what's going on?
I don't know.
I got emotional.
Going to Winnemac, Indiana?
I know. Mix it up, baby.
I didn't even, like, all of a sudden I started pressing buttons, and I thought it was the right song because I kept thinking about that night and how much fun I used to have.
Hey, that's the spirit of Mac, baby.
If you said, hey, like, actually, I was at that birthday party, and then someone was like, hey, you know, my unk's going to take care of all the, at the strip club. And I was like, nah, man. I was like, I'm going to go home. They're like, no, it's free. He's like, yeah. I got a podcast today.
Damn.
And they all looked at me as I walked away. Like, what the fuck wrong with this guy?
I'm not a big strip club person. I mean, they fun. I like them way more now than I used to.
I like them.
I mean, it's just a place for people to take your money. I'm not a big fan of that.
I like watching other people in there.
Yeah. I'm a good people watcher. In a club.
Yeah, it could be on the bus. I don't give a fuck where it is.
I love watching people. But
I start asking questions like, so what's the interview process like?
Oh, wow.
No. Do you have to have references?
I'm not going with you. Hell no.
ECP do it.
Yeah, but he's got some stories, too. He's devil. I had to think about that. That is the Indiana Doe. I was about to say, with that being said, I want to know how petty you guys may have been this week. We better go ahead and jump into Petty McGee.
Ooh, there's the right one.
There we go. Womp, womp, womp. Womp, 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 womp. Womp, womp, womp. Womp, Detective Petty. Detective Petty. Go, Petty, go! So, yeah, did anything ensue your pettiness this weekend, gentlemen?
I don't think I got any petty stories this week.
Hey.
I had a pretty laid back, relaxed week, man.
Nice.
It ain't petty, but I'll put it out there. So, the job, new job I was trying to get, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So one of them, it said online security job. So I'm like, bet, you know what I mean? Wow. We done moved from VA, cleaning rooms, that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Then the security job with this company called Allied Universal. So I was supposed to start that on Wednesday. Remember I told you guys before starting on Wednesday everything? I ain't do that shit. I didn't go. because I ran across this online security job that was wanted to interview me Wednesday morning.
Right.
So it was like, ooh, do I want to not do this interview and start the security job? Or let's roll the dice. So I rolled the dice.
Okay.
Go out to this online security job. Turns out it's not a freaking really online security job. It's mall security. And it's called online security because this mall monitors malls across the country.
Oh, snap.
So like a mall out in California, if like someone picks up the phone and call for a robbery or locked keys or something, it comes to this mall in Indiana. Then they dispatch somebody out to the thing. Huh. Right. So, I mean, not a bad gig. You know, they got cameras you can monitor and stuff like that. Met the guy. He was real nice. I mean, in all intents and purposes, I actually would have done the job. It paid okay or whatever. But then it just so happens that it was for the same damn security company.
Allied Universal. Get the hell out of here.
Like, how did they not? Like, I skipped Allied Universal orientation to go to an Allied Universal interview. But went through and everything. And I mean, he really just liked the interview pretty much. And before I even got out to my car when I left, he hit me back and was like, hey, normally this would be a longer process, but I mean, I really liked the interview. Like, I'm going to offer you the job. Like, I know you don't got to answer now. Talk to your wife and let me know. And, you know, we can set up something tomorrow.
Yeah.
Got home, got a much better offer. From a different thing, more IT.
Nice.
And so I decided to do that. And when he called me the next day, he was like, hey, I know I just offered this to you yesterday, but do you think you're going to take the job? And there was about a 3-second delay there because I was wondering. I just was honest with him. It was like, nah, I ain't going to take it.
There it is.
And he's like, I appreciate it. So it wasn't really petty.
Yeah.
People thinking I'm about to start working, and I'm like, no, I need something I want.
Okay.
So, all right.
I feel that. My petty happened probably maybe an hour before I got here. I was with the lady, and we stopped by one of her friends' house. My guy Kyle and his wife Lasanda, and they have a German Shepherd mixed with some other big dog who's at 6 months, and it's time for him to come out the cage type deal. He's like
Great Dane?
No, he's a German Shepherd, but maybe like a Husky. He's like a solid sized dog at 6 months. You would think he's an adult dog. Friendly as all get out. So they end up letting him out the cage when we're about to leave. Lasanda hops on one of those little scooters. You know, nowadays they got the little scooters, all that shit. And so she hops on a scooter, and of course, you know, the dog.
You talking about the scooter you pay for, like the bird scooter?
Yeah, I think so. It's like one of those scooters type deal. Okay. So she hops on one of the scooters, and of course, the dog Apollo follows her. And so, you know, she's going down the street, and Kyle's in the garage, so he's not really paying attention, but, you know, the dog is following her. And then she loops back around, but it's this little girl who's also, like, on the side of, well, on a scooter. And Apollo is just a, you know, 6-month-old big-ass puppy. So she's coming back, and then, of course, Apollo sees the little girl. And the little girl sees Apollo. And Apollo's not going to bite her. He's friendly. But she doesn't know that. So what does she do? It's like she does a motherfucking MacGyver jump off the scooter. Bam! Hits the pavement. I'm like, oh, shit. I was, you know, I'm like, oh, damn. And, you know, call Apollo, get him back or whatever. But I'm laughing. And I probably shouldn't have been laughing. But the pettiness in me had me laughing.
Hold on. Who wiped out? Lasanda?
No,
or the
little girl. Little girl seen the dog. And then, you know, the little girl, she's part of an Indian family. So they looking down the street the whole time, you know, at Kyle Lasanda's house, like, why does this dog not have a collar? You know, and shit like right, that. I was right. Like, damn, homie. But I'm over here like, oh, little girl jumped off the scooter. And I had to leave fast because I just couldn't stop laughing. That was the pettiness.
How old did she look?
The little girl had to be about maybe like 10, 11. Mm. And then she sees this big-ass dog, and, you know, and the dog's not going to bite her, but he sees, you know, hey, I want to play. And then she jumps off this damn scooter, and damn near does a face plant. And I'm sitting like, I shouldn't be laughing, but I laughed, and that's my petty.
I remember when we was in college, people falling and hurting themselves.
Yeah.
Me and Alan and Jai, we used to make a point to point and laugh really loud.
Oh, dude, that was
so
shit.
Everybody who was around could see these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were good times.
I hope you didn't do that to her.
If I was closer, I may have. But I was about 4 or 5 houses deep, so I didn't do the good old Nelson. You know, I didn't get to do that. So yeah, that's my Petty McGee. Super Booker T.
My Petty McGee is how I quit my job this week. So they've been kind of messing around with us a little bit. They turned me from hourly to flat rate, and then they hired three different vendors. Now I'm finding out that I haven't been working there the rest of this week, that they hired the vendors, and now they're doing the work instead of the techs, which there's only two techs that are left. The other dude who they put flat rate, and the dude they kept hourly, which is the shop foreman. So they pulled me into the office on Monday, and they like, oh, well, you know, I found out you went to an interview on Tuesday. You came in 2 hours late.
You know you told this story last week.
You know,
No.
I'm almost with Money Q on this one, but go ahead. Tell me the rest.
When they decided to say all this stuff to me, I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm Gucci. I'm cool. Because now I have a guarantee. I've already went to the interview. Like, I start tomorrow. And I was just like, hey, y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass. So when I go there to pick up my tools on Friday, I go there to pick up my tools. And the shop foreman comes over. And he's like, oh, well, Terrell, where you going? What you doing? No. You take your ass somewhere else. You talk to somebody else. I'm not with you. I already walked away from this place. So you can kiss my ass. Like, all of it. So he's trying to talk to the dude that's helping me load up my tools and stuff like that because I had to get a truck. And I'm like, nah, you ain't even got to talk to him. Like, take your ass back to your job. Go do your work. Okay? I'm going to name that now.
You
right
said
there.
The name today,
I'm
going
to bleep that out. I'm not putting that on our podcast.
Fuck them. And fuck Rick. Okay? Like, I'm for real.
I'm for real. We taking out the name of the business.
I'm for real, though. Like, don't play with me. Like, I had to get that petty to where I had to tell motherfuckers to kiss my ass when I was trying to get my tools on Friday. Like, fuck that. Right. You shouldn't have, like, you done with me. I'm done with you. You done with me. So I had to get petty. I had to be asshole, man.
All right. So, yeah, that is.
So when you get a truck, do you have to pay for that every time? Because I know, like, whenever you move places, because you got a lot of tools, you always got to get a truck. Do you got to, like, is that a renter? You renting a truck or you got to buy? How do you?
It depends on the size of your boxes, and it depends on your job. Because, like, what happened this time was my new job that I start at tomorrow.
T, did you have to pay for it?
No. But sometimes I have to.
Okay.
When I owned my Silverado, mm-hmm. I didn't have to pay for it because I loaded it up.
Right.
But I don't have a truck anymore.
Right.
So sometimes I do have to pay for it, asshole.
Just a yes or no.
But this time you didn't.
This time, thank you.
That was a question.
Yes. Okay. I did not have to pay for it.
Well, why not if you don't have the Silverado?
Because the company
took care.
Who truck did
you use?
Oh, okay.
The company came.
The new company?
And, yeah. They came and brought and picked up the truck and picked up my tools.
I'm liking this new company more and more.
And then they took my stuff back.
And so they have that mandatory motherfucking meeting. Nigga. You know it's going down.
I don't know. He said it's a mom and pop. He might intimidate them into not having meetings. You know how T gets sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, man, don't be worried about how big
what fucking time you want me here? What are we talking about?
Oh, shit. And that's it for the, or forgive me.
That was it.
And that's it for the Petty McGee. Good stuff.
That was it.
Yeah. Wanna, wanna, womp. Wanna, wanna, womp, womp, womp.
Womp, 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 womp.
Detective Petty. Detective Petty.
Those toes.
You guys are so not funny.
Somebody snorted. Did you snort?
That was me.
It was a snort. All right. That's all I got. I'm about to say closing notes, anything you want to leave out to our fans and our people out there to get them through the week.
Absolutely, man. As always, thank you guys for tuning in every week, giving us your time, listening to us. It is September Virgo season, so feel free to turn up and act a fool whenever you feel like it. If you need motivation, just think of your boy Money Q, because I'm partying until October 1st. And yeah, man, one love. Check us out on all our platforms.
Sue Booker T.
Yeah, I'm down with the same thing. I want to give a shout out to BJ. Shout out to Wesley. Shout out to everybody who listened to us. Birthdays, Money Q said, listen to us on all the platforms and stuff like that. And thank you for doing that. Give us advice. If you want to talk about something, let us know.
Yeah, I was about to say the same besides Starship West. All right, but you already know. We try not to give governments, but we do it anyway. And we did have two other special guests. Monique's feet. They made a special appearance today. We definitely appreciate those guys showing up. They're always good entertainment. Besides that, hey, have a great week. And of course, you know, thank you for listening to the PatCast.
Kiss my ass.
Monique's feet. Monique's feet. Looking so sweet. Looking like they took a lot of heat. Buddy get, he can beat your
like
ass
taco
with
meat.
His feet. Everything is super sweet. Not just big toe, but all of them dough. Yeah.